Parshas Kisavai. So the first mitzvah we talk about is Bikurim. You come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, you settle in the land, and then you have to take from the reishis kol pri adama. Take from all the fruits of the land, the first fruits of the land. And we go through the whole process of Bikurim. And then after the whole thing of Bikurim, we have all the mitzvahs that are dependent on the fruits and the vegetables, meiser, trumas, all the food related mitzvahs. So what are the ones that we talk about? Kisachal lasar is called maser tuascha. When you finish taking meiser of all the tithes of your grain in the third year, shenasa meiser. So you give to the levi, to the ger, to the yasin, to the almana, and then you gave it. You did all the mitzvahs. You tell Hashem, listen, Hashem, I gave all my mitzvahs, I did all my requirements, my matanas. I did everything properly. I did my job. Now Hashem, listen, I did my job. Now you do yours. Look down at us. Give us a bracha. We did our job. Now you do yours. That's mamash what he's saying here. That's the vida meiser, the declaration you're supposed to say when you bring your meisers. So it's very interesting. This is you relate this to the story with Elisha, right? Elisha Navi, when the poor lady came and she needed to get money for the creditors, they were going to take her, take a slave, right? So he said, bring me all your kalim, we'll fill them up, and when we have enough kalim, and that's what we'll fill up. So you have to bring mamash, you have to bring the kalim to Hashem, and he'll fill you up, he'll give you the bracha. That's it. So this is really the age-old debate between hishtadlus versus bitachon. The shtadlus versus bitachon. Where do you have that line? So you have to give Hashem the kalim, right? And Hashem fills them up for you. That's kind of how it is. And somebody once asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, should he buy a ticket? The lottery was very high. Should he buy a lottery ticket? You know what the Rebbe told him? He says, buy one ticket. Buy one ticket. Why? You're giving Hashem the ability to give. If he wants to give you that bracha, you have your shtadlus. You did your shtadlus. That's what he said. I remember she had last week, the lottery was like the highest on record. It was over $1 billion, right? I bought a lottery ticket the week before. It was like 800 million. I bought a ticket. I said, listen, I do my shtadlus. I bought one ticket, put it on my desk. What's the Shabbos? I checked. It was the wrong one. Right there. So my wife wanted to buy one also after when it went to 1 billion. I said, look, I already did my shtadlus. I bought the ticket a week before. No need to buy it. I don't care if it's 1.1 billion. That was it. So that's it. You have to give your... You have to do your 100% ishtadlus. Right. Realize that you're just bringing a keli to Hashem to fill up. You need to bring a keli to Him. He needs you to do that to give you. But once you do that, that's it. You're done. And I mamash had this a couple weeks ago. I was by Morty Gilder for Shabbos, and my son barbecued a piece of meat for Shabbos before Shabbos, and to bring over. And we had a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos Friday night. Right after, he looks at me after shul, right after the davening's over, he says, I have some bad news for you. What happened? After he made the barbecue, he put the grill on high to clean out the grill. Right? After you finish barbecuing, you clean out the grill, put it on high, forgot to turn it off. So what's the problem? We left for Shabbos. It was on high, and it's not so far from the house also. I'm not home, the grill's on high. You can sit the whole Shabbos. I have a gas line coming in so it doesn't run out. My nephew lives right next door in the house. It's mamash pukuch nefashas. Like, what do I do now? Like, it's already Shabbos. I gotta shut that grill. It's gonna, who knows what it's gonna, when it overheat, when it just go on, it's 700, 800 degrees. And so I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm a gabbit over here. So we walked over to Rabbi Saperstein. Kitzer, we went to Rabbi Saperstein's house and knocked on his door. I said, I need a second opinion on this. So he said, the guy across the street, he has Chavirim come to his house. Chavirim guy comes to his house. Why don't you stop by his house and see what the story is? If he can have the goy, if you have a goy do it, that's the best.
Of course, yeah.
So we went over to across the street, and the guy said, listen, he says, I don't really have a, the guy. I don't know when the guy's going to stop. I don't know when the guy's going to come. I'll tell him when he comes, if he can go to your address, turn off the grill. But I don't know when he's going to come. Anyways, he said, but across the street, there's a guy, Muhammad. Why don't you speak to him?
Right.
So I go to Muhammad. I went across the street. It was funny. I was like, I was a little uncomfortable with the whole idea, but, because I don't know who Muhammad is. Anyways, so I knock on Muhammad's door. I tell him the story. He says, I'll call for you. He calls, he's Zaino Chaverim. He calls Atzala. Anyways, he called Chaverim. We told him the story, and they said, yeah, we'll take, we're on it. That's all they said. Hung up the phone, and that's it. It's Shabbos now. I got nothing else to do. I don't know if my house is going to burn down. I don't know if whatever. I did my ishtadlis.
Right.
I did it, done. And I said, I'm not worrying about it anymore. It's Shabbos now. I have to shalit tehet sarav yagav v'nei minuchadaseinim. That's it. We're gonna have Shabbos and not worry about it anymore. And that's my mishpat. You do your job. You did your ishtadlis. And the rest is up to Hashem.
I got it.
So the bottom line is that I left my job. My job was done. My job was to, I got chaverim, I got the goy. They said they're going to take care of it. I don't have to worry anymore. Hashem's in charge now. I did my ishtadlis. My ishtadlis was to do the take care of the pikuach nefesh, get the goy. I asked the shayla. I got the goy. And that's it. And now, I don't know if my house burned down on Shabbos. I don't know if they took care of it. I don't know if the message that, whatever it is, I did my ishtadlis. And then Hashem took care of the rest. And the next morning, actually, I came to shul. And the guy who the chaverim does a stop for, so he said that they came by and told him that they turned it off. So I was able to enjoy the rest of the Shabbos the same way that I enjoyed it once I knew that I did the job. And Baruch Hashem, I came home, and the house is still there. But my point is that you have to always remember that you do your job, you have to do your ishtadlis 100%. You bring your kelim, and Hashem will fill up the kelim. Hashem is doing the rest after that. And I think it's a tremendous lesson from this week's parsha to keep that in mind. That we have to do 100% ishtadlis, we have to bring the kelim, and we have to have 100% bitachon that Hashem is going to take care of it and do the rest. We don't have to worry about it. That's the key. Don't worry about it. Once you did your job, once you brought the kelim, your job is done. Let Hashem do the rest. Have a wonderful Shabbos.